Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 5 through 12. Then Jehoshaphat stood in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem, in the house of the Lord before the new court, and he said, O Lord, the God of our fathers, are you not God in the heavens? And are you not ruler over all the kingdoms of the nations? Power and might are in your hand, so that no one can stand against you. Did you not, O our God, drive out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel, and give it to the descendants of Abraham, your friend forever? They have lived in it, and have built you a sanctuary there for your name, saying, Should evil come upon us, the sword, or judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we will stand before this house and before you, for your name is in this house, and cry to you in our distress, and you will hear and deliver us. Now behold, the sons of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom you did not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, they turned aside from them and did not destroy them. See how they are rewarding us by coming to drive us out from your possession, which you have given us as an inheritance. O our God, will you not judge them? For we are powerless before this great multitude who are coming against us, nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are on you.
We can learn valuable lessons from the prayers in the Old Testament. When Jehoshaphat petitioned for divine help, he struck a balance between asking the Lord to meet his needs and proclaiming God's greatness. Likewise, our requests should be made with recognition of who God is. Otherwise, the focus of our prayers can become need, weakness, failure, or fear. Jehoshaphat cried out to God about his terrible predicament, but he also exalted the Lord, acknowledging the great things he had done for the people of Israel. That's why knowing the Word of God is so important. When we read about how the Lord has worked in the lives of others, we better understand His awesome power. Then we can look to the men and women of the Old Testament as an example and begin to pray in a similar way. God's wonder-working power is still available to us today, and He wants His children to access it. By proclaiming, "Power and might are in your hands so that no one can stand against you," Jehoshaphat was praising God and at the same time reminding himself of the Lord's greatness. As you pray today, speak to God of His mercy. Talk to Him about His grace and recall His mighty power.